Chapter 9. And what was there for us to do? In the morning the two schooners from windward sailed down upon us in the middle of the lagoon. The trade wind was blowing fresh, and by scores of canoes they ran us down. And the rifles never ceased talking. We scattered like flying fish before the bonita, and there were so many of us, that we escaped by thousands, this way and that, to the islands on the rim of the atoll. And thereafter the schooners hunted us up and down the lagoon. In the nighttime we slipped past them. But the next day, or in 2 days or 3 days, the schooners would be coming back, hunting us toward the other end of the lagoon. And so it went. We no longer counted, nor remembered our dead. True, we were many, and they were few. But what could we do? I was in one of the 20 canoes filled with men who were not afraid to die. We attacked the smallest schooner. They shot us down in heaps. They threw dynamite into the canoes, and when the dynamite gave out, they threw hot water down upon us. And the rifles never ceased talking. And those whose canoes were smashed were shot as they swam away. And the mate danced up and down upon the cabin top and yelled, "Yah! Yah! Yah!" Apostrophe, every house on every smallest island was burned. Not a pig nor a fowl was left alive. Our wells were defiled with the bodies of the slain, or else heaped high with coral rock. We were 25,000 on Ulan before the three schooners came. Today we are 5,000. After the schooners left, we were but 3,000, as you shall see. At last the three schooners grew tired of chasing us back and forth. So they went, the three of them, to Nahi, in the northeast. And then they drove us steadily to the west. Their 9 boats were in the water as well. They beat up every island as they moved along. They drove us, drove us, drove us day by day. And every night the three schooners, and the 9 boats made a chain of watchfulness, that stretched across the lagoon from rim to rim, so that we could not escape back. They could not drive us forever that way, for the lagoon was only so large, and at last all of us, that yet lived were driven upon the last sandbank to the west. Beyond lay the open sea. There were 10,000 of us, and we covered the sandbank from the lagoon edge to the pounding surf on the other side. No one could lie down. There was no room. We stood hip to hip, and shoulder to shoulder. 2 days they kept us there, and the mate would climb up in the rigging, to mock us and yell, "Yah! Yah! Yah!" Apostrophe till we were well sorry, that we had ever harmed him, or his schooner a month before. We had no food, and we stood on our feet 2 days and nights. The little babies died, and the old and weak died, and the wounded died. And worst of all, we had no water to quench our thirst, and for 2 days the sun beat down on us, and there was no shade. Many men and women waded out into the ocean and were drowned, the surf casting their bodies back on the beach. And there came a pest of flies. Some men swam to the sides of the schooners, but they were shot to the last one. And we that lived were very sorry, that in our pride we tried to take the schooner with the three masts, that came to fish for Bechdemer. On the morning of the 3rd day came the skippers of the three schooners, and that mate in a small boat. They carried rifles, all of them, and revolvers, and they made talk. It was only that they were weary of killing us, that they had stopped, they told us. And we told them, that we were sorry, that never again would we harm a white man, and in token of our submission we poured sand upon our heads. And all the women and children set up a great wailing for water, so that for some time no man could make himself heard. Then we were told our punishment. We must fill the three schooners with copra and Bechdemer. And we agreed, for we wanted water, and our hearts were broken, and we knew, that we were children at fighting, when we fought with white men who fight like hell. And when all the talk was finished, the mate stood up and mocked us, and yelled, "Yah! Yah! Yah!" Apostrophe after that we paddled away in our canoes and sought water. And for weeks we toiled at catching Bechdemer and curing it, in gathering the coconuts and turning them into copra. By day and night the smoke rose in clouds from all the beaches of all the islands of Ulong as we paid the penalty of our wrongdoing. For in those days of death it was burned clearly on all our brains that it was very wrong to harm a white man. By and by, the schooners full of copra and vetch tea myrrh, and our trees empty of coconuts, the three skippers and that mate called us all together for a big talk. And they said they were very glad that we had learned our lesson, and we said for the 10,000th time that we were sorry, and that we would not do it again. Also, we poured sand upon our heads. Then the skipper said that it was all very well, but just to show us that they did not forget us, they would send a devil that we would never forget, and that we would always remember any time we might feel like harming a white man. After that the mate mocked us one more time and yelled, "Ya! Ya! Ya!" Apostrophe then six of our men, whom we thought long dead, were put ashore from one of the schooners, and the schooners hoisted their sails, and ran out through the passage for the Solomons. The six men who were put ashore were the first to catch the devil the skipper sent back after us. A great sickness came, I interrupted, for I recognized the trick. The schooner had had measles on board, and the six prisoners had been deliberately exposed to it. Yes, a great sickness, odd I went on. It was a powerful devil. The oldest man had never heard of the like. Those of our priests that yet lived we killed, because they could not overcome the devil. The sickness spread. I have said that there were 10,000 of us that stood hip to hip, and shoulder to shoulder on the sandbank. When the sickness left us, there were 3,000 yet alive. Also, having made all our coconuts into copra, there was a famine. That fella traitor, odd I concluded, he like 'em that much dirt. He like 'em clammy die kai meat, he stop, stink 'em any amount. He like 'em one fella dog, one sick fella dog plenty fleas stop along him. We no fright along that fella traitor. We fright because he white man. We save plenty too much no good kill white man. That one fella sick dog traitor he plenty brother stop along him, white men like him, you fight like hell. We no fright that damn traitor. Sometime he made Kanaka plenty cross along him, and Kanaka want him kill him. Kanaka he think devil and Kanaka he hear that fella mate sing out, "Ya! Ya! Ya!" Apostrophe and Kanaka no kill him. Odd I baited his hook with a piece of squid, which he tore with his teeth from the live and squirming monster, and hook and bait sank in white flames to the bottom. Shark walk about he finish, he said. I think we catch him plenty fella fish. His line jerked savagely. He pulled it in rapidly, hand under hand, and landed a big gasping rock cod in the bottom of the canoe. Son he come up, I make him that damn fella traitor one present big fella fish, said Odie. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.